Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Hello. Welcome to this new episode of Indire, the show that introduces you to emerging music across Europe. Today, we have a special slot from Radio Pulsar. Based in Poitiers, it is part of the Radio Campus France network. Thanks to RIM, the network of independent music in Nouvelle-Aquitaine, Radio Pulsar was able to meet several regional artists. For its latest edition, FORMA, the Forum of Contemporary Music of the RIM, a meeting for musicians and actors of current music in the southwest of France, we united in a recognized concert hall, the Confort Moderne, in Poitiers. We were able to interview five singers and music groups of a variety of musical styles: punk, pop, electro, rap, and French songs. During this hour, we will take you on a journey to discover the diversity of modern music from our region. We kick off with Faun. The quartet has already been spotted at a regional showcase. Faun boasts an 80s pop influence and dark lyrics.
Mathieu from the group Faun. I'm the singer, the lyricist, and the composer. We're a group based in Limoges, and we've been on the go since 2018. We make a sort of new wave, but there's lots of influences, sort of pop, rock, sometimes electronica, but we're more similar to Tok Tok, Bashung, or Les Cop. It's a bit closer to what we do. I came to music mainly through my physiotherapy studies in Belgium. It's a vague link, but in Belgium, I went really often to see concerts at Botta. It's a big structure in Brussels with three different stages, and I spent a lot of time there at the 210 workshop. There was a lot of live music, and I already had a desire to say things and to put things to music. But the concerts in Belgium, they sort of propelled me further to want to do it and to want to get the equipment to be able to do it. The project was born when we met, which was not at all like a classic high school group formation. We met Alexis, the guitarist, on the internet. We started like that with Alexis. We both sort of knew Thomas, the band's drummer, and Clément, who had been my piano teacher when I was younger. So the group was formed like that. We've got pretty diverse musical influences. We listen to a lot of music. It's true that we find ourselves really craving sort of organic analog music. We've got a lot of synthesizers on stage, which is mainly sort of old 80s synths. The guitars, they're pretty harsh or angular, I don't know. But there's this strength of sound, which is what joins us together. We all want to give a force of sound live, whether it's in the music or in the lyrics. The lyrics are pretty violent. There's a track where I speak about violence between two humans. Other texts, like Phobie Nocturne, which were released recently, speaks of an evening, a troubled zone in the middle of the night. I think there's a really cathartic side of violence and the desire to bring out things that we're not used to being able to say, or in any case that we normally filter through our conscience. Lydis, which is the first piece that we composed en route. Lydis, it was inspired by reading a book called Le Bienveillance by Jonathan Littell, which is the theme of the Second World War that interested me, in particular the violence and the fact of completely decimating lands. And suddenly, there's this personification, at least in writing, of the city of Lilis. And in terms of the music, we had a loop, a bit like in Stranger Things, where it's a loop, and there's a depth of soul which is created by the loop, and then there's a return to the violence, which is also expressed in the text.
Torture l'inconique de ta sphère organique, tes plaies souffrent le temps, ses ventres coulent de ta chair.
Compose live, sharing riffs, and then we work them up, we turn them around, we split them up, we replace stuff and we change things. The music evokes a sort of image that can inspire me or make me think of a film or a painting or a book or whatever, and suddenly the lyrics come from that. Now, mainly at the level of lyrics, there is also this desire not to be egocentric. We try to express human violence or in any case difficulties and what we feel and what we hide from ourselves. The desire we had was also to produce live music, really to play live with no computers. And there was a real principle for us. It was a bit like we said, no computers. As we got to know each other, we wanted to make something more sort of rock, more gripping. The sounds evolved as we changed synths, guitars, and we changed amps, and that feeds our style of composition. And in any case, it changes the way I write and express through the lyrics. In terms of the synths and our live shows, things have changed enormously in 4 years. The shows where we were support for Flavien Berger at our first festivals, for example, we did Hoop in Dordogne, which really influenced what we do. Meeting the public allows us to get feedback, and in fact, live shows allow us to improve and control the project with new music. After 4 years, we participated in the Inuit du Printemps de Bourges, and we did a lot of live residencies. The Printemps de Bourges allowed us to catch up a bit on the project, which had been on hold during COVID. The idea was to move forward on all the new compositions and to release an album. I think it's already a professional project. In any case, in our head, it's already well advanced, it's mature. In 10 years, we'll have played at the Botanic in Brussels, I hope. I think I'll cry that night. Phaon is spelled P-H-A-O-N, and it comes from Greek mythology, where Phaon is a character. The interest we had in the play between the Phaon, the little deer, and the character, where the mix of sounds called for a song, and it's a way of writing and a kind of visual image.
À la chanson, à l'écriture et à l'image aussi.
Phaon, adventurous pop.
With her blue wig and red dress, Electric Girl does not go unnoticed. She got into music late on with the key motivation, make people dance. And if in passing, she can slip in a militant message or two... I started making music during the first lockdown, learning the guitar on my own. And then one day, I bought myself a MIDI keyboard. Someone showed me how to use MAO software, and I had done a workshop at a music venue here in Poitiers, the Confort Moderne, where an artist had installed lots of instruments. She had put stickers on the keys of the instruments. We could press them and play all the instruments together. She had chosen a scale. It was thanks to all these elements that I understood how to make music, and I started making it on my own. So that's how it all began. I've always had this need. I've done lots of things. I wrote my autobiography when I was 26. Maybe I've always been drawn to art, just never actually felt legitimate enough to do it. And I also need to express myself on the world around me. I feel a bit like it's my psychotherapy. Anything that I'm unsatisfied with in the world, I put in my music. So the music was complicated because I come from the countryside and the only things I had access to were what was on mainstream radio stations, NRG, Skyrock. When I was young, I could feel that there was something else out there musically, but there was no internet, so I had a hard time to discover new things. I found some music that was not totally mainstream in movies and video games. But otherwise, I actually knew nothing or very little about music before. It's really when I got to university that I discovered loads and loads of things. Rock and roll, electro. On this project, it's Sexy Sushi, Peaches. I wanted to make dance music and simple music. That was really my focus when I did this project. Me, I like simple music, which is repeated. I'd say it's electro, even a little electro clash. I like to dance a lot, so that's why I really wanted to make music for dancing. I also do DJ sets to get people dancing, so I choose songs that really, really move a lot. I have another band, another project where I do punk. There the songs are clearly anti-patriarchal, anti-capitalist. With Electric Girl, I try to do little less songs on that subject. But I still have a song about rape culture. I still have songs that talk about ecological disaster, for example, and the fact that no one cares. And then I also talk about me, my insomnia, my need for freedom. I also talk about sex, a bit of everything really. The piece about rape culture was actually very simple to write. I went on the internet, I took all the disgusting prejudices against women who have been raped, all the reasons we find in order to accuse the victim instead of the rapist. We say that she was wearing a skirt that was too short, that she really wanted it, or that she deserved it. So I took all these really, really gross things that we actually say, everything I say there in my verses, it's just not acceptable to hear in 2022. And then I made a simple chorus. Consent, consent. If I didn't say yes, it means no. Electric Girl is a character, as I wear a wig and I have a sequined red bodysuit. I think it's also because it's easier for me. It was easier the first times that I got up on stage. Because really, I'm 38 years old. I got into music late. And I actually like it. I love wigs in general. I like to dress up, so it's the good occasion. And I think it's easier to hide behind the character. When I was younger, I had learned the guitar alone with the scout books, with the chords, and around 23 years old, we had a plan with a girlfriend and a boyfriend to form a group to cover children's songs in punk mode. And I found that name at that time, Electric Girl, and I liked it a lot, so I kept it. It's a bit superhero, superheroine. I think it's easy. It's an easy name. Electric Girl. I've already been on stage at the Confort Moderne, a music venue in Poitiers. It was for an air guitar competition. Everyone had the right to come. The air guitar, I remind you, we pretend to play the guitar. I actually maybe had desires to be a rock star before I started. And I was doing my thing and I was drinking to give me courage. I did a headbang, spanged my hair around. I had long hair at the time and I fell off stage. I got back on stage saying, woohoo, that's really rock and roll. I got to the final. Well, I didn't win because finally my last performance really wasn't that great. But that was it, my first encounter with the Confort Moderne. So the first concert went well, it was easy. It was at the Chloricum, a small bar in Poitiers. And it's a bit like home since I've been going there for years. I have a lot of friends who came to see me, so they kind of put on a show with me. So it was quite easy to play there. I currently have 7 songs, so I could potentially make an album out of it. For the moment, my project is mainly to perform concerts and to try to find dates, to have a good time, and to transmit messages as well. I still have my feet on the ground. I would really like to be a rock star. I would really like it. But, you know, whilst I would really like to be a rock star, being a rock star once in a while, that's fine with me. A Sunday rock star. Electric Girl. Let's dance hard before the world ends. Through his soft voice, Vaughan assumes his weaknesses. Vaughan's music emphasizes the key questions of our time, such as gender and smartphone addiction.
Moi, c'est Vaughan.
I'm Vaughan.
Je viens de La Rochelle.
I come from La Rochelle and I do French songs.
Je n'ai pas de travail, je n'ai pas d'argent. Et pourtant ce matin, ouais, je me sens vivant.
La chanson française,
but French songs, I would say pretty much minimalist because I use a guitar at its bare minimum to really bring out the lyrics. The lyrics that talk about me, talk about all of us, from the most personal to the most specific emotions to really the most intimate things to talk about the most people we can. This sincerity and openness and transparency with ourselves, I think this is the way we can connect with other people who are going through the same thing. From my childhood, there was always music at home. My parents weren't professional musicians, but my father was a music lover, so we listened to a lot of different music at home. It's really my first language, almost. The things that I can only express through music, emotions that are sung. I did music theory at the local music school, the normal thing, and then I learned guitar by ear. Thanks to the music theory and thanks to transcription, I also had the skills to listen to songs that I liked and then learn them myself. I didn't learn how to sing. I sang in bands, I did backup vocals and all that, and at some point I found my voice. It was a bit like a gift. I found my singing voice. I fell out of French songs for a long time, didn't like it at all. When I was in college, there were a lot of bands like Trio, Rucatano, and I didn't like that at all. And then something changed, and then there were singers like Dominic A or Eddie DePreto, for example, and they're people that had a real sort of French song tone, even if though their instruments and their production were pretty modern. Even Stromae is good. It was a revelation for me. I'd already had projects before, but they were more sort of group projects. Then in this moment, when we're all isolated, I really needed to make music, to talk to people through the music, and that's where I started this project in my flat. I started imagining songs, things that were close to my heart. So it was during COVID, and little by little I made a video, started looking for gigs, and communicating with the project. We're in a society which is really much into doing stuff to prove or to make up for a lack of self-esteem. And in fact, we should be able to look in the mirror and say, I love you. We don't have to be in physical performance or physical beauty to love ourselves. Really like that theme. Music's aimed at the sensitive part of everybody, and it's not addressed to a particular type of people or profile or age, nothing like that. I see it almost like a little crystal that we can put a little light inside. And this little crystal that's in us, there's some people who have it in a cocoon, there's some people who put it in a safe, and all this just to get to this little part. Maybe after listening to a song two or three times or seeing a concert, we want to put a little light in this crystal. My first video, No Phone, was released on the 14th October. It's my first release to the world. It's a song which is a bit bigger than a simple song. For me, it's really questioning my own way of life, although it's not a lesson. The phone for me is a source of stress rather than a source of discovery or openness and communication. To put your questions of ego, self-confidence, self-esteem on social media, that's something I find pretty disturbing. With COVID, when I wrote this song, we were in a phase when the only contact we had with the world was with social media, and I found that pretty scary.
Je rêve de jeter mon téléphone.
rêve de jeter mon téléphone. Ah, tiens d'ailleurs, pourquoi pas, j'aurais tellement de choses à vivre et c'est le monde qui vibrera. Je rêve de jeter mon téléphone. Ah ouais, d'ailleurs, pourquoi pas, j'aurais mes deux et mes deux mains. Et tout ce qu'il faut pour être humain.
Tout ce qu'il faut pour être humain.
Tout ce qu'il faut. Oh, je rêve de jeter mon téléphone.
C'est sans téléphone, ouais. Sans téléphone. T'avais l'allure et les baskets à bulles.
Je me pose avec ma guitare.
I sit down with my guitar and I record live. My intuition tells me, okay, now it's time for a song. And then really quickly I find a loop or something and then it's done, recorded. Anyway, this whole process of telling me it's time for a song, I'm sure it's because I've read a book or I've seen a movie. When we read a book, we get the feeling of seeing life through the book. Then there's a context, then I record a guitar, and then when I'm walking, I listen to the musical idea on a loop, and then a song comes to me. Sometimes it's not what I had in mind originally. I try to write things which aren't negative, but it doesn't mean that everything flows freely and the lyrics arrive and there it is. I've magically written a song in a day. But I see where it's going. I see what the song is, what it's about, and it builds little by little, and then I record the lyrics and that's it. My first gig was as Vahan was in Paris. He was a producer, saw me on Instagram. They'd seen 20 seconds of my song Bad Boy, and they said to me, oh, I like this song, do you do concerts? And I said, yeah. So then I played in Paris. And there, the public was like 100% people I didn't know, and it was great, because I saw the people who came to see me. The people who came to see me were all sizes, all types of people, all really different. It was really great. I've got some more gigs coming up for me, and for me it's the place and it's the moment of contact with people. It's there that you make the connections, and that's where I write songs. It's really the idea to open these little capsules of thoughts and emotions in people. I'm in the process of structuring my project. I've got a few contacts that I'm nurturing to try and give some direction to what I'm doing. I'm definitely going to try to work with people because that's what I want to do. I'm a singer, a solo singer. I've recorded my own songs for the moment, but I'd like to be surrounded by people, people who've got the skills and to do things that I don't do, to make something beautiful. For the moment, I've done a video, some concerts, the usual sort of process. I'm going to try and participate in some showcases to get some support, and I'm hoping that by the end of 2023, I'll already have some people, whether it's a label, a tour promoter, or a manager, maybe, if that's possible. For me, a successful career will not be based on immediate success, but which would fall pretty quickly too. But I want to build a relationship with people over years, so that the music touches people, and then I look back and in 10 years there'll be people with me who followed my music over its evolution. I see it a bit like in the film Forrest Gump, when he runs on the road and then at the end everyone runs with him. For me, that would be an ideal career. Van's my middle name. It's an Armenian name. I've got Armenian roots. And for me, it took a long time to find the name. Then it seemed obvious because to choose this one because it's my roots. And it's beautiful. And it's me.
The Skivers Group was created by twin brothers who knew how to surround themselves with the right people. They claim punk as being a state of mind, or even an art of living.
Julian from Skivers. I deal with the rhythm guitar. I take care mainly of the instrumental melodic composition. And I'm the twin brother of Clément, who's the singer of the group.
moi je m'occupe de tout ce
qui est I take care of everything which is singing, composing, singing and melodies.
Moi c'est Alexis.
I'm Alexis. I'm on the drums. I've been in the band for less time than the others, the two twin brothers, because they started the group 7 years ago.
7 ans.
I'm happy to be with them because they're friends. We managed to stick to a common vision of music and the desire to share it. I'm Tim. I'm the lead guitarist of the band, so I'm in charge of all the solo parts, the little links, and I follow the twins a little bit in their composition, and I help with the arrangements. Hi, I'm Sam. I'm the oldest member of the group, and the last one to arrive. I'm the bass player, so it's me who does the big round notes. As Clément said, the group at the beginning was a group of friends. We split up, and then there was COVID, and then after COVID, we relaunched it, and we said, well, let's keep this project alive. And we recruited three other members, and it was a really strong moment for me, because it was the formation of this group, with these guys, that was a real chemistry. There's a common desire, and the sound is completely different than what it was before. So the group has become more mature. There's a friendly, supportive spirit and a real kind of desire to work with humility and passion. Even if we don't all listen to the same music or didn't when we were young, in the end, we get together around a sound that we find original at the same time, and lively, and dynamic and accessible, even though they're bits that are pretty rough. So that's what I like. It's true that Julian's initial melodies are really inspiring for all of us, and we compose things together when we're rehearsing, and that's also really satisfying. We all come from a different area, sort of, which is what makes the richness of the group. There's a garage punk core, which goes from the 60s, from the Stooges, the Clash, to the Black Lips. But after that, everyone's got their influences, and they bring it to the group, which means at the end we create something really different. I come from a sort of particular universe. I played gospel, reggae, so completely different. But on the other hand, what I liked about this project was the energy and the sort of provocative spirit. For me, the influences as a drummer were bands that were kind of more famous and more recent, because I'm the youngest of the group and they're a bit older than me. It doesn't stop me thinking about the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Rage Against the Machine, and eventually they've sort of influenced me with their influences, with more recent bands they turned me on to that I really like Idols or Fontaines DC, which are big influences for me, because when I listen to their music, I'm inspired to create new things for the group. Lyrically, it's everyday life, and it's the spirit of punk. So it touches everything, all areas, and it's accessible and understandable for everybody, and everybody can see themselves in it. I like the song Brother because it's about my brother, but also it's about brother in the wider sense. Like, you should never let people down, whether it's friends or brothers. We should take their hand and we'd help them through life, and that's part of society. We should all function like that, I think. We should never give up on people. punk is long dead, but I think it's just a state of mind. You can do folk and be punk. It's the vibe we forgive out and the way we see things in everyday life. It's a reflection, in fact, it's a state of mind. It's always questioning yourself, always having doubts, and then always trying to do something different and never settle. For me, that's what punk is. In Poitiers, there's a good history of, not necessarily of punk, but alternative music. In the 80s and 90s, there was a really supportive environment. But I think alternative music has less of a voice now than they were able to have in the 80s, the 90s, and the early 2000s in Poitiers. It's undeniable. I would say that Skyvers, the professional side of the group, started 2 years ago. It was then that we started to work on the music, the set list, and we started to have something, a base, you know, a more solid foundation. Our EP is out. We recorded it at Lionel's, the sound engineer of the Comfort Moderne at Studio 04. It was officially released in June, but we're really promoting it now, since September. Having an EP, something physical, is something that obviously makes us proud, because for some of us it's the first time. And when we saw it, Julian surprised us, because he'd asked an artist called Paquito Bolino to design the cover for the EP. He sent him the music, and the artist sent us 24 hours or 40 hours, 8 hours later, a cover, and we thought it was amazing. It was really, really like us. For live shows, for the project, it's a goal, and it's almost more important for us than putting songs on a physical medium like vinyl or CD. Hearing the music in your headphones is good, but living it in contact with the public is 1,000 times better. For me, Skyvers is slacker in French, but it's actually a nice bunch of friends who really see the positive side of things. Raw energy. I'd say Skyvers is an outlet.
In the company of the last artist of this show, we go into the world of rap this time with Neluge. He is far from being a beginner in the industry. However, with this new project, he explains that it is as if he were rediscovering himself.
I'm Neluge, and I'm from Bordeaux. I do rap, inspired a bit between the old school, the revival of the new wave, and a little bit of French song too. So there's a focus on the lyrics. And now, a lot more of a search for musicality. I like everything, the sort of Spanish guitar, that sort of thing. I've been rapping for about 10 years. It was evolved at first. It was a lot of old school rap. I grew up with IM, MC Solar, and all that. So maybe that's why I'm pretty attached to the lyrics. More recently, I followed the career of Lompal, Vald, and all that. In the writing, there's quite an old-fashioned approach. I like the technique, so I try to keep a base of technical writing. And at the same time, I think it's important to get away from that after a while, to make things a bit more musical. In fact, old-school rap is a great teacher, but like old schools, after a while, it's good to make your own way. Something that struck me about an artist like Kenny Arcana is that she talks about sad things too, but it's something that actually boosts self-evolution. We've got a drive to become better people when we listen to that. I'm pretty disenchanted with reality as it is right now. I'm trying to digest all that, and instead of saying the world is screwed up and it's sad, I think we can still manage to live happily in this screwed up world. And it's starting from a negative observation to try to have a message that allows us to move forward. Sometimes there's one phrase in a song that completely changes my vision of things, and it's something that I'm trying to put back into my songs, to have stronger phrases, lines a bit more exaggerated, or just lines that are important to me. It's sort of 50-50 between introspection and observation. I'm self-taught, like lots of rappers. In fact, I think there really isn't a school apart from right. Ça va être chaud la légende pour les 27. Je vis comme si j'ai 20 berges. Mon rap donne chaud comme si j'étais sous 20 plaines. I started rapping at 17, 18, at the end of high school. In the beginning, we're in a group with two friends. We're called the Saint-Sarin. I was Neluj in a group, and we did that for about 5 or 6 years. After that, after a while, everyone gets on with their own life, and we put the rap to the side. But since I'm someone who's really productive, I need to continue writing. I gave up on the group, but it was pretty good because I found my own sound. I talk a lot about things we hide, faces, masks. I've got themes which are pretty similar to Scylla, for those of you know, if you know who that is. For me, they're a master. A lot of things that humans tend to rely on in their lives, even though there are more beneficial things to do than negative things. Les sons is my latest project, which is off of Mutation. That started a little bit the more musical direction that I'm going in, so the name. It's a pretty musical sound, the project, and I'd say it's just the most representative of what I'm doing now. J'écris le soir dans de vastes fumées, devant l'astre lunaire. La cellule humeur vient me chasser du ciel. J'ai plongé profond, venez là, j'ai plus d'air. Vous parlez plus d'heure. Plus anormal que de vous parler du sexe. Chacun se voit dans son carré de lumière. Briller plus fort, ça rend pas l'âme plus belle. La tête dans le tunnel, la main sur le cœur et les yeux dans la brume. Partisan du rêve, part dans un monde où personne me rend furieux. Évitez les faux et les curieux, les seins sereins pour les plus pieux. J'ai un goût pour les jours plus vieux. J'étais pas de ces enfants studieux. Donc les sons, le remonter et la pression descend. Des sons. Pour savoir ce que l'on ressent. Les sons. Tous de côté faut qu'on descende. Blessons. Pour avouer ce que l'on ressent. Les sons. Le remonter et la pression descend. Des sons. Pour savoir ce que l'on ressent. Les sons. Tous de côté faut qu'on descende. Blessons. Pour avouer ce que l'on ressent. J'ai rien senti. À ce qui pouvait rien sans fric. Jeune débrouillard donne 15 centimes. Je rénoverai l'Atlantide, des bases d'empire. Monté sur l'épaule, fondé sur les bottes bas. Pompé sur les normes, j'ai pas cru les bobards. Y'a pas de vérité, faut se forger la sienne. Je veux pas picoler pour oublier ma semaine. Je travaille des sons pour me vider la tête. Pour toucher vos cœurs quand ils crieront à l'aide. Brisons la chaîne, quittons la terre. Vu que nous vivons à peine. Vivons à peine. Brisons la chaîne, quittons la terre. Vu que nous vivons à peine. Vivons à peine. I've got 3 projects coming out this year, so I've stored everything in the studio to tell myself that I'm good for releases for a year. It's 3 small projects, and I'm proud of them overall. They cover pretty much all the musical styles that I have, and they're the ones that I'll continue developing. So I've got a beatmaker friend also who also produces. He's a friend, he's a photographer, he's a videographer. He makes my videos, and it's really good to work with him. So we've got a pretty good chemistry. Seeing as there's different vibes across the project, I thought that instead of separating them into units, I was going to make them a logical suite of projects. In their constructions and in the themes, they're approached in the music. This project's a bit about me, my change, my discovery of Neluj as a solo artist. Overall, there's sort of slow trap sounds, sort of night blue, I like to call it. The rapping is sort of old school with themes like stupidity, things like that. I did a lot of songs which are half rapped and half sung, all this kind of stuff. And there was stuff which was a bit more hazy, a little calmer with guitars. It's sort of overall what I'm developing more and more. A lot of the themes were because it was post-lockdown, so we're talking a lot about loneliness, isolation, so there's a bit of that in it. And then afterwards it talks about love, talks about the change in my relationship with writing. I've always really had that, but I've never talked about it in the lyrics. It's the same thing for love, a bit long to get that in it. There's a lot of things in the triptych of tracks.
Parcourir le chemin, parier sur moi puis doubler la mise. J'ai passé du temps à chauffer la piste, peu de chance que ça foire comme un penalty. Perdu dans les océans, je nage dans les orages. Le soleil c'est un diamant et la lune c'est une opale. Perdu dans les océans, je nage dans les orages. Le soleil c'est un diamant et la lune c'est une opale.
I listen to myself a lot, and I've done lots of jobs that I like. I worked in the social sector, I like that. I worked as a carpenter, I like that. But I sort of feel like my head's always somewhere else. It's never been 100% in what I'm doing. Even when I'm happy at work, I realize that I'm not really happy because I'm not making music or thinking about music or working in music. So I try to give myself time to do that. I test the sounds on stage, and once I've done enough rehearsals on live, I know how it should sound in the studio, so it's kind of a reverse process. So live shows are super important to me, and I've started to get my bearings in the studio too though, so it's allowed me to work on that pretty well. The goal of this year is to find live shows to promote this triptych of tracks, the three projects that are related. Neluge, for those of you who are paying attention, is Julian backwards, so it's my name. It comes from video games. When I was in high school, I had a friend, Pierre, who called himself Erip in a video game, and I thought, oh, that's pretty cool, I'm going to do the same. But I put an H in there to cover the tracks. I thought that looked good. It's a bit of a bullet in the foot, the name, because no one can pronounce it. But I say to myself, if I get where I want to be, people will know how to say it.
Je reste tranquille, j'attends que le son fasse le tour de la terre. J'ai fait le tour de la maison, quand et comment j'ai fait le tour de la question. Suis-je mon pire ennemi, Julien Neluge, dis-moi qui a tué qui. Qui a su mes rires pendant que la voix dans ma tête a sur les cris. Perdu dans les océans, je nage dans les orages. Le soleil c'est un diamant et la lune c'est une opale. Perdu dans les océans, je nage dans les orages. Le soleil c'est un diamant et la lune c'est une opale.
Here at the Radio Pulsar team, composed on this episode of Yann Serand, Emma Cruz, Andrew Menzies and Anaïs Groussard, we hope you've enjoyed these beautiful musical encounters. We thank RIM for making them possible. In the next episode, Indie Ray will take you to Ljubljana. So until next time, goodbye from the Pulsar team.
Radio Indie Ray, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Indire, featured song.
Here is Vaughan, an artist originating from La Rochelle in the southwest of France. In this title, Bad Boy, he invites us to assume our weaknesses.
T'avais l'allure et les baskets à bulle. Ton scooter était débridé. Tout le monde disait que tu l'avais déjà fait. Tu avais la cour à tes pieds. Je t'enviais depuis ma bulle. Une différence a bridé ton poing dans mon ventre. Et regard désolé. Je ne suis pas un bad boy. Moi, ma force est ailleurs. Je sais pleurer. Je ne suis pas un playboy. La beauté est ailleurs dans tout ce qui est vrai. Sensible, laisse-toi aller, c'est possible. Crois-moi, ces deux mots te rendront invincible. Ne t'inquiète pas, ceux qui rient de toi te suivront demain que tes larmes coulent. Tu comprendras à quel point ça libère. Continue de rêver. C'est ton royaume. Puis ouvre les yeux. Deviens l'homme que tu veux. Je ne suis pas un bad boy. Moi, ma force est ailleurs. Je sais pleurer. Je ne suis pas. C'est ailleurs, dans tout ce qui est vrai. Vulnérable et sensible, laisse-toi aller, c'est possible. Tu vois, ces deux mots te rendent invincible. Je ne suis pas un bête.
Funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.